told you yesterday.
Hello, this is Charlie. You're listening to Zen or the Skill to Catch a Vibe on 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Thanks, Mia and Alexia, and also Megan and Nicola for putting on such a great show before us.
Appreciate it.
We still got Isaac and Hannah in the studio.
Still around.
Shout out
for another Isaac hour. For another hour. So.
Yeah, that was the most unenthusiastic woo I've ever heard.
So excited to be here.
It's like you're being held at
point.
At point.
You can say the word gun, guys.
The G word.
I can say the G word? Okay, it feels like you're being held at gunpoint. Like, woo, I'm excited to be here.
Alright, something I've been thinking about today is how tasty and like good smelling the glue on Band-Aids is. Like,
I have to disagree with you. I mean,
like, smells so
this
good.
This might
for no
have
reason.
To be an unpopular opinion.
This might be the thing that breaks up the house.
Yeah.
Because whenever I put a Band-Aid on my fingers, like, I always end up smelling a little bit. Because you always smell your fingers.
This guy loves sniffing.
I love sniffing.
I don't think I just sniff my fingers that often either.
Whoop sniffing.
Wow, that's probably because I'm always biting my fingers, and that's also why I have Band-Aids on my fingers because I bit them too much.
Charlie, you should paint your nails so you don't bite your fingers.
Band-Aids help more for me than painting nails because I bite the skin, not the nail itself. So. Yeah.
That's true. I'm biting the skin.
My thumbs are a little messed
gnawing
up.
Gnawing straight
lately.
Flesh.
Buy gloves. Wear the gloves.
I like was bleeding the other day on a, like, because I bit my finger too hard. I'm like, that's kind of insane. I think that this needs to stop.
Yeah.
Taste of flesh, kind of good. I'm not gonna lie.
The next time you put on a Band-Aid, smell it.
Interesting.
Lest I stumble, never sold a jumbo or cop chicken wings with mumbo sauce. Tyson is a foul holocaust. Hitler gash your whole head up with poetry, I'm fed up. Ignore cordon bleu, stand up, get up, lunge for your knife. Don't forget your pot holders.
Hot shit. What? These old things? About to throw them away. With the gold rings that make them don't fit like OJ. Usually I take them off with oil or Olay. MCs is crabs in the barrel past the old bay. Hot as hell and it's a cold day in it. Working on a way that we can roll away tinted. Some say the price of holding heat is often too high. You either be in a coffin or you be the new guy. The one that's too fly to eat shoe pie. Never too busy when it comes down to you and I. A lot of niggas wish to die. They need to hold their horses, it's bigger fish to fry. You're on the list, if not, pick a number spot. 10 and a half Tim's is made to kick your bumper clock. Could have had a V8 F-150 quad cab, but I'll be straight. Money comes and goes like that two-bit hussy that night that tried to rush me. Dwight passed the Dutchie so I could calm down so they don't get it twisted. Take it from the fireside and won't get blistered. Got it. What happened? Oh, it's not lit. These metal fingers be holding
hot shit. When I was 4, I penned guard, was born in New York back in 77. Still got Nan in the crescent. The effervescence of guard's presence is thick, unlike vapor. Esther roll, extra roll, word to the baker. Peace to the hard-working gingerbread makers. Looked up and down, said, too much makeup. Poor music taste, 10 years from being grown up. Rappers don't blow up, heads do. My name is Dwight Spitz, I'm a sonic addict. I used to think it was merely a nagging habit. Born under a bad sign, I'm serious about this curse of mine. I strive to flip it into fine wine. Barely born a virgin is what the stars said. Black, not white, red all over though like Elmo. 28 years have passed, I feel I'm peaking. I make music every weekend. It's a chore, a fact of life. A labor of love, I get mad love, but I detest the labor and its wages, you know death. I'm serving life from this gift of God. Don't forget your pot holders, my niggas.
Hold, that's a whole needle, so I can't promise that I won't leave you. I put my all in and I broke even. Prophet tried to tell people, chuckle at the known evils. I stepped over when they rolled to the bros, I laying low, treat you. Petals of roses and broke treaties. Little the road I was on swinging, I couldn't hold shit with cold fingers. In other words, niggas don't feel you, really. Stay on my square like Sicilian slice. Power spread like Jiffy. It made perfect sense, you try and get a bite. I snickered, I caught her with a sidewinder, slithering in the vine, and listen, it's hissing like spinning vinyl. This cylindrical system of life, vicious cycles. Mice give up when it's dinner time. The 6ix9ine style snitching spiteful. Mine the biggest, but I'm staying tight-lipped. In addition, I ain't switching sides. On some my niggas simplify shit. Do not tread on me. The living die with a smile, getting fly, watching water rising, blood on the horizon, blood spilling out the idol. They try and judge like Simon. I'm leaving on a note, most highest. Drop the mic like Ryan. Told dog it's on the flow like Kaibit. I'm flying, heat check. Might hit an island if she need to get a feet. Heat check. My head to Mob Town, I need a little reset. Heat check. Putting numbers on the board, fucking up the defense. Heat check. Hershey hooking out West like Kareem did. Heat check.
There's a little spot they had where they were throwing the ivory. 3 to be exact, amongst various.
All right, we're back.
It's a card.
Earl Sweatshirt talks, or had someone talk at the end of this. I don't care. Yeah.
I can't believe his real name is, last name is Sweatshirt. Wow. It's really convenient for
I can't believe he was named after my bird, Earl.
Whoa.
All right, on this vocal break, I have something to show you guys.
Charlie's pulling up visuals today.
Yeah.
So, guys, look at this.
Wait,
this
Charlie,
is the place
what song
I found
is
today.
This? What song is
this? This is just bed music.
Okay,
it's not
okay.
on there.
Okay.
Pretty Boy
a place
Reservoir.
Called Pretty Boy Reservoir. I want to go here so bad.
Corporate World.
Oh, who's calling in? Help me answer this.
Oh my gosh.
I have a sneaking feeling.
Hello?
You're on air.
Hello, hello?
Hello?
Okay, I am... Okay.
That's my younger sibling. That's Charlie. Sure.
This is it. You're on the air, Charlie.
Oh, shit. I'm on the air.
Oh, don't say that. Don't say that. Don't say that.
I thought I was, like, listening to, like, the wrong thing.
Nope, nope. You called the number. You're on air now. Say your piece.
Okay, I did it. Okay. I need to make sure I'm, like... Okay, I'm, like, listening to, like, my phone and the thing.
There's a delay.
There's a delay. Yeah.
It's fixed now. All right. Hey.
Charlie.
I am Charlie. I'm Isaac's little brother.
Little is crazy.
Calling him from Austin.
You're taller
Austin,
than
Texas.
Me. You don't have to do the little.
I am one of Isaac's little brothers.
Hi, Charlie. This is Hannah.
Hello, Hannah. Yeah.
Did you have a specific request?
Yeah. What do you have to say?
Yeah. I was just calling in because I felt like. I don't know. I feel like I should call in at some point.
Do you have something to say?
I think I just have like a question.
Okay.
But it's like, so I guess I'll just jump into the question. Like, I'm kind of like,
spit it out.
I was kind of thinking about like how I'm kind of like my type of music is a little bit separate from the stuff that y'all do. It's more of like kind of stuff I feel is like kind of niche and like.
All right, we're gonna have to cut you. Give me like one sentence, right, five words.
Yeah, then we gotta go back to Pretty Boy Reservoir. I'm still thinking about this stuff.
We're doing visual gags today, Charlie.
Okay. I got lost for a second. What's going on?
Actually, we can keep this going for a while. Sure. This is pretty good.
Do you have
this
a song request?
Is it a song request?
Oh no. It was a question.
Oh,
okay.
What's the question?
The question was, okay, I feel like I'm high, but I'm not.
Charlie, come on! You're adding these extra details, and the point is you have a question? Could you give us the question?
Yeah.
Where it's radio, time is of the essence. Discussing substances is not of the essence. These are like the ground rules for our program.
Yeah.
Just...
Sorry. I'm not aware of the etiquette.
What's your question?
Yeah, shorting it down, because it kind of ugly, what's, like, a sort of type of music that you feel is, like, quite niche, and you don't get to talk about that often, and, like, because I feel like everyone...
Okay, good question. Good question. Niche thing.
My answer to any question involving music is the Talking Heads. Now let's go talk about Pretty Boy Reservoir. No, like, that's my answer to any question about music. It's the Talking Heads.
Yeah, I don't know if I have anything I don't get to talk about, because I have a show, I don't know.
I think my taste just happens to be a little narrow sometimes, so maybe I just neglect other genres. Not because they're niche, but...
Every so often there's an artist with, like, 20 listeners
Spencer.
On Spotify.
Sometimes you gotta appreciate the random.
So, Charlie, have you ever heard of a place called Pretty Boy Reservoir? I'm trying to loop us back on topic here. It's a place in Maryland. It's
Charlie.
A glorious, glorious place. It's a reservoir. Provides.
Are there pretty boys there?
Provides Baltimore with 61% of its
fresh drinking water.
And if you go there, there's like herds of cute boys there, like drinking from the water. You can't approach too quickly, or you'll scatter them.
This turned a corner real fast.
Charlie, how old are you?
I am 16.
Nice. Are you getting your license anytime soon?
No.
Why? Me neither.
Come on, you gotta get on that.
I'm almost 21, I still don't have it. Leave them alone.
Well, no. That was wonderful.
All right, we gotta move on to the music now.
Thank you for calling, Charlie.
Sorry for, like, being...
No problem.
No, you're
all right,
okay.
Goodbye, Charlie. Goodbye, Pretty Boy Reservoir.
Yeah,
we are moving on to...
Cut off!
We are moving
Sadness.
That's the best.
Julian Casablancas. Mia, you like to say?
Yeah, I'm so excited. I'm so excited.
This is that one.
Which one? Which one?
This is that
Human
one.
Human Sadness.
Oh. It's that one.
It's that one song.
All right, we're going to listen to Human Sadness and then a song,
that one song.
Called... That was really funny.
I don't know. I can't see what it's called because... Oh, it's called Where Damage Isn't Already Done by the Radio Department. But, yeah, we're going to listen to...
Human Sadness!
Exactly.
Thank you. escape that feeling. Dreading to the bucket I have placed, where damage isn't already done. Was 15, heading off to take the train. Everyone looks the same. Still, we have different names. Let's work it out.
There's something very dangerous in
your
home.
It could be hiding in a closet or waiting in the basement.
It's not sharp or toxic or flammable, yet it helps send more people to the trauma center than any other household item.
Using a ladder might seem easy.
Misusing one is even easier. Ask any of the 150,000 people who fell off their ladders into the trauma center last year alone.
Don't let a do-it-yourself project do yourself in. For tips on ladder safety, visit orthoinfo.org/ladder safety. A public service message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons and your safety-minded friends here at WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio.
Excellent work, guys. I do have to say, though, I think that Isaac's previous ladders experience led him to win that competition.
Gave him a little leg up
I won.
In the comp.
You guys I won the game.
I just kept laughing. I knew the PSA. I just kept giggling.
It still felt like you guys were being held at point.
That's what that my goal was.
You guys,
it was
like had the access to water for the last like, 2 hours. My throat is dry.
I just intentionally was sounding like that. I don't know. I think I have a bit of a monotone voice sometimes.
I got all right, if I can find it, we've got a second visual gag here today.
Whoa.
Oh, my God.
Oh, we also have an announcement.
Oh,
while
my yes, we do. While Charlie is looking for his other visual gag, Alexia and I have a gallery show next Tuesday,
Tuesday.
1 week from 5 to 8 p.m. at the Mission Hill Galleries at SMFA. What's the address?
160 St. Alphonsus Street, Boston. You can find it on the ISS Instagram at SMFA_ISS.
Yeah, we're super excited. Super excited.
It's called 2048, and it's, you know, a play on the game 2048, but also we had a 12 by 12 by 12 inch
restriction/limit.
For our pieces, so we're really looking forward to it. This is like a year-long class that like only 10 people get into per year.
A year.
So it's exciting. Really fun, and we're going to have another show at the end of the year, so this is kind of like a trial run for that, but we're super excited to have our show.
Yeah, what's the gag?
We're going
to
have...
Oh, your mic's off.
My mic's off. We are going to have live reaction, really sour candy.
Whoa.
The Bean Boozled Challenge.
This is so
always just black cherry
in the
warhead.
Studio can look at you Isaac's
totally
face when he puckers up.
He's doing it. It's
a and anthem. You suckers who are listening to this don't get to see it.
The phrase extreme sour accurate.
Don't get
it's
to
accurate.
Bask
it's
in the
just
glory.
Shower.
But
yeah.
then,
shower.
But don't then bask it the immediately becomes sweet and it like takes 2 seconds to become sweet. It's kind of a rip off. Toxic Waste is a much better
an
sour
old
candy.
Person candy after
toxic
a minute.
Waste, what is that?
My brother ordered sour like candy. A 12 pack of Toxic Waste on Amazon once when we all first got like Amazon accounts.
They're really
he got
good.
Very excited about Amazon.
Literally no clue what that
it's just really candy. Sour candy
it's
that stays
candy.
Sour.
Yeah.
Oh, Isaac's fine.
His face did look like the dude's face from that one episode of The Simpsons when the neighboring town steals their lemon and he
was
eats
it Homer?
The lemon. It was the Homer that lived in the other town.
Other Homer. Okay, yeah. We just watched that episode recently.
Yeah.
I gotta get back on my Simpsons lane.
You gotta put me onto The Simpsons.
Homer. Every once in a while I watch one at like a friend's Homer. House and it's like, oh, this is so funny.
I like never was a Simpsons person.
I never was either.
I didn't really grow up with it all the way. Like, I just know a few episodes.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So that's part of why I'm like, I could start watching The Simpsons now. As a
now, Family Guy, though.
No, I also get behind. I also didn't watch Family Guy.
South Park?
Yeah, South Park, yeah.
Okay.
Good, good.
I think really as a kid, it was more South Park, and I've got more South
really
Park.
Really on the opposite.
I still love
no. I still do love it. It's horrible.
Oh, it's...
Where do you stand on yeah. this, Charlie?
I was definitely South Park first, because I wasn't allowed to watch Family Guy.
Me neither.
But none of my family, my friends to watch didn't South watch Park? Family Guy. So I'd go over to my friends' houses, but they would watch South Park, so I'd watch South Park at my friend's house.
Me and two of my friends were, like, obsessed with South Park in, like, fifth grade. It was kind of strange. like her name was, like, Kyle in my phone.
Yeah. Nice commitment.
I was Kenny, of course.
Best character, though.
Yeah, exactly.
Best character.
I'm Cartman.
Wait, wasn't there a Cartman escape room?
Yeah, I wanted to do it for my birthday, and then we didn't do it. It's really devastating. We couldn't afford it. It was a little too expensive. But they have a Cartman escape room in Boston.
Still?
All right, let's Google
Cartman
this.
Bruh.
Let's Google this.
Cartman. Screw you guys.
Everybody go around and do their best Cartman impression.
No, I don't want to go.
Call me Eric the way I'm a Cartman.
That's a pretty intellectual joke. There may be some folks at home
some
who just aren't quite.
Charlie, if you're listening, man.
Cartman's Escape Room, in-person select cities, book now.
Oh my god.
Select
book
multiple cities?
Multiple cities? It's in New York as well.
Let's do
how expensive
do
it. Is it?
It's a lot of money.
For my anniversary, babe, we should go to Cartman Escape Room.
Can we go to Casa Bonita?
Casa Bonita.
It's 40 bucks a person.
40?
How much?
Yeah, per 40 person.
40 bucks a person.
Where is
I'm
that?
I'm not willing to
select
pay that,
cities?
I'm sorry. It's in Boston and New York, I think.
Add to booking for
Let's
what?
Go for Valentine's
upgrade to
Day.
A private experience at 50%.
Oh, 50.
No, it's
I
not
can't
worth
see
it.
From here.
It would be 150 bucks for 4 people to go.
Yeah, and it wouldn't
That's
even be private. It would be a group thing. Yeah, see, it's not worth it.
Oh,
but
you
we
go
can
to
do this in our own
with
home.
Cartman.
No, you don't.
Warning: some parents may find this game unsuitable for children under 14 years of age because of animated blood, cartoon violence, comic mischief. Crude humor.
Cartoon violence!
They want to keep the comic mischief away from your kids. They don't want them to experience comic mischief.
Too bad.
They're censoring
Joe
children.
Biden doesn't
comic
want
mischief. Speaking of Joe Biden, we should get Joe Rosenberg to do a Joe Biden impression. I feel like he'd do a good one. Yeah, because his name's also Joe. When he comes on the show, I gotta remember for that one. Keep that in the bank.
Just write it somewhere, and
All
then
right.
like you look at it, and
we're
be like,
out of visual gags.
Terrible.
What's the next
okay,
song?
Bye.
It's Adrian Lenker. We're gonna get sad. We're gonna listen to Adrian Lenker and one of the songs from the new Mountain Goats album, Fresh Tattoo. I really like that album because it's got an ancient Greek cover, and it actually has like real ancient Greek. From a play on it. It's pretty cool. It's a good song, too.
Bye.
What's a Radiohead?
You know, that band that sings that song. Lemon creep and melanin.
What am I doing here?
Oh, Jesus, don't start singing, Nick.
Tattoo of the seventh shield. Still wet on my skin. You're all crumpled up at the curb there. I think I'm gonna take you in. Always had to follow my instincts. Usually I'm out on my own. You there by the road, wet and helpless. What happens if I take you home? Well, you may forget the whys and wheres of an old tattoo on your forearm there, but usually you recall the day you got one. And usually it fades in the sun. Headed for a season in exile. As the oracle predicted, according to reliable sources, in 30 days I'm getting evicted. Trying not to scratch where it itches. It takes a certain level of discipline. Not even have a second by the light switch. Let the future flood right in. Well, you may forget the whys and wheres of that old tattoo on your forearm there, but usually you recall the day you got one. And usually it fades in the sun. Usually the lines grow faint, like old house paint, just a way to mark the years gone by. You lay on a couch 3 weeks until the color came cheeks. I'd seen ones like you before. Plenty came through before.
Thank you all for listening. This was Charlie, and you have listened to Zenner, the Skill to Catch a Vibe, on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Everyone's getting their jackets on. Let me turn on the mics real quick.
Bye. Thank you, Charlie, everyone, for having us.
Thanks for listening.
Goodbye.
I'm a gangster of love. Now look here. When I go into a bar, goes from near and far, I say I'm a gangster. A gangster of love. I jumped in my white horse Cadillac, I rode across the borderline. I rode 55 girls and kissed them all at the same time. Took 25 to 30 and put them all on a freight. With $1 million reward for me in each and every state. Sheriff says your name, Stevie Guitar Miller, in a very deep voice, and I said, yes, the brother sheriff, and that's your wife on the back of my horse. I can't help it. I'm a gangster. I can't.